wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rollin'.
From Washington, D.C.
Hold it now.
Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Hope all is well. Sounding a little better today. We're getting there. First of all, we are in the news business, always consuming content, always reading. And ESPN has launched a new site, Tom, that focuses on the issue of sports, race, culture, entertainment, and how they all intersect. Joining us is the man running the show there, the vice president at ESPN, editor-in-chief of TheUndefeated.com, Kevin Merida. Also, we have Jesse Washington, who's one of the staff writers on the site as well. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Hey, thank you, Roland. Doing great.
Doing great, thanks.
So Kevin, I've known you for more than two decades. You were a big-time boss at the Washington Post. What was it about this site that caused you to say, hey, I want to leave that wonderful perch to really work on this startup, The Undefeated, dealing with sports, race, culture, and all that stuff mixed together?
You know, I really thought, you know, Roland, it was like, you know, back in the day, and I pay homage to all of the people who jumped out and started black newspapers. We had a lot of great ones in this country, and we're doing work where others didn't do. And I really kind of, you know, at a moment, you know, of quiet, thought about that. I had started one with a bunch of people at Boston University, and we're in the digital age. This is our black newspaper, you know. And I really got excited about that. I got excited about the idea of working with people like Jesse, and all the others that we brought in. And, you know, the subject is right, but that was really it for me. I really, really just thought about that and got exhilarated by that.
This is also probably the blackest newsroom you've ever been in. Y'all got a whole bunch of black people, which is, and with these websites, you're not seeing lots of diversity with a lot of these websites.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, we are doing something special. I mean, I think we could have created, you know, I could have created 10 undefeateds. We could have and started them with all journalists of color. I mean, the talent is out there. People really wanted to work for us, both inside and outside. And it's just, as you know, it's just a wealth of talent, some of it untapped. You know, we hired some people who were just sitting at home, you know, like free agent athletes waiting for a call, couldn't get jobs. And
what are some of the subjects that you're going to cover?
Well, shoot, I'm going to let Jesse step in because he just did two great pieces this week. You know, one on the lynching of Jesse Washington, which was an incredible emotional experience back in Waco, Texas, one of the most infamous pieces, infamous lynchings in America, and another on LeBron. But Jesse, jump in.
Jesse, go ahead.
Well, I think we're going to cover all aspects that touch the African-American experience and journey and continuing journey to equality. And so the first piece that I did, you might say it doesn't have anything to do with sports, but it has a lot to do with the African-American journey. Exactly 100 years ago, there was a horrific lynching in Waco, Texas, and it just coincidentally happened to be the victim has the same name as I did. Mm. And so what's special about The Undefeated is that they let me explore it in a really personal an emotional way that I might not have got a chance to do it at some other type of outlets. And it turned into quite a journey and quite an eye-opening experience for me personally.
I was on the website. I also saw this piece. First of all, interview with Michelle Roberts, the sister who's executive director of the Basketball Players Association. Michael Wilbon had a piece, Tom, about analytics and how black folks, you know, we're not focusing on, you know, somebody's how much time they were on the court and you know, what was the point differential when they were getting rebounds. It's like, that ain't what black folks are focused on.
You know the conversation in the barbershop.
The barbershop
you know
the, talk.
You know the conversation in the barbershop. People are, you know. Talk going back and forth, you know, and looking at you know, hey, can this person have heart? You know, is the person going to choke in the final second? You know, you can't measure those with statistics, you know.
But one of the other things that struck me is as far as barbershop talk and Jesse, your piece about and asking the question, can LeBron deliver? Which
yeah, that was I was really interested when I read his letter. He said, "I'm not coming back here for basketball reasons." If you really read closely, which I like to do. You know, he said, I'm coming back here to help young people in Akron. And so I thought to myself, well, what does that mean? What is he really doing? Is this PR? Is it, you know, what kind of meat is on the bone here? So I was allowed to spend a good amount of time in Akron interacting with the kids who are in his program and really just interacting with Akron in general and Black Akron, and found out that LeBron does have a very unique relationship with his hometown, and he's present in his hometown in a way that few professional athletes or global superstars are. I mean, you could just spot him in the, you know, in the Waffle House in the morning or something like that. You could spot him at the supermarket.
Kevin, also on the site right now, and I see a story about one of the Color Purple stars who ran a half marathon, Spelman, as a top HBCU, another one dealing with, you know, out of Africa for real. International has become shorthand for Chinese, but there's a wide world out there. So so how do you tell folks you're expanding this idea of the undefeated that goes beyond sports?
Yeah, I think that the conversations that we have in our community, when they're in the sports realm, they're the same conversations we have in every part of life. I mean, we want to be visible. You know, we want people to notice our complexity. You know, there's not one way to be Black. We want to be seen in all of our dimensions, right? And I think that that's why you see a lot of intersection, you know, you see athletes and entertainers, you know, having conversations, trying to do things together. And so I think that's what we want to do, is just to fuse all of these subjects. And I hope that people will come to theundefeated.com.
Can I pitch a topic?
Please, man, because you're Roland Martin, man.
No, that's
you
Tom.
Got carte blanche.
No, that's
this is Tom. This is Tom joining.
Oh, Tom's in. Okay. All right,
yeah,
Tom.
My coworkers have started a thing that
no,
I want to diffuse.
You started a thing, Kevin.
I want to diffuse this, and I want you to do some investigative reporting.
Okay.
They say that because when I pull for a team,
they lose.
They
oh, jinx. Hell yeah, that's true.
That is not true.
No,
that
it's
is
very
not
true,
true,
Kevin.
And the way I pick teams is because, well, the name of my site is blackamericaweb.com. So
right.
Whatever the blackest team is, whether it's coaching, general managing,
Lord.
That's who I pick.
Okay.
And sometimes when you pick Black, sometimes it's a struggle.
Right.
And so they have
You're going to need to speed this up.
Kevin,
you know what?
Got you.
Black's
Kevin.
Doing fine till you pick them. That's what's happening.
That's Kevin, the bottom line.
We can look into that, Tom.
Kevin, I already got
please.
Your headline.
Please.
Kevin,
please.
I already got your headline.
What's the headline?
If Tom Joyner picks your team, pray.
Well, if Tom picks the blackest team, I guess the Cleveland Browns going to win the Super Bowl.
Hello. Yeah.
That's right. No. That's right. I'm on the Cleveland Browns bandwagon. You got it.
And
that's
Cleveland,
and y'all
Kevin,
just guaranteed
go nowhere.
Another losing season.
You got it, Kevin. That's the whole
thing. Kevin, the man took Prince out.
I did not take Prince out.
Oh, no, he didn't
do
that.
Man.
He didn't do that.
No, I did not. And
Kevin,
that's why I need some journalists, investigative reporting.
That'd be
and one thing I do know about the Tom Joyner Morning Show, you guys are undefeated.
Oh, look what you did there.
That's a good one. That's a
the
good
morning
one.
Show is undefeated, but
Tom
is
Joyner?
Over.
Oh, my God. And, Kevin, you're going to continue to write great books, right?
I'm going to try my best to get back in that game at some point. Yes.
Good.
Y'all, the site is called theundefeated.com. Kevin Meredith, Jesse Washington, we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.